following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. This is Pastor Jeff and
Jack Wilson.
This guy. And this is Wilson Wednesdays, but again, we're doing a little something a little different. I wanted to kind of share with you a little bit of an experience that we had this weekend. We're up here at Thousand Pines, hence the trees behind us. And Thousand Pines is the camp that we send our next step, which is fifth and sixth grade, our junior high, and our high school to every year. And it's an incredible experience to get away. And so Jack and I are up here. The camp is somewhat closed because of COVID for the summer, but we believe in camps. We believe in camps for our young people to get them out of the city, to get them away from all the things that are going on at home, and to get them up here and just be in nature and be with the Lord. And they usually have incredible speakers. We're kind of on something different here this week. And plus Thousand Pines has incredible food. What's been your favorite food?
Probably the eggs and sausage and the hamburger.
Okay, that's cool. So I just want to give a huge plug for Thousand Pines. They have an incredible staff as well. And so wanted to let you know every year when we talk about scholarships and we talk about sending kids to camp, here's where they come. They come to Thousand Pines. And actually our children, our family ministry director, Jonathan Trask, worked up here for many years, and we're fortunate to have him. But wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a brief tour of where our kids come. So we're going to do that. Jack and I are going to take you around camp here for a second. This is my son, by the way.
This is my father.
So we are on the Thousand Pines campus here. And right over here to my right is the cafeteria where people eat over there, right? And as we walk down this direction, we are approaching the cabins, which are all over the place up here on this mountain. You can see different types of cabins they have here. They have like tent cabins, they have normal cabins. And then you get these incredible views, which I don't know if you can just kind of see right here. I'll try to zoom in, of mountains on the outsides. Also, what's cool is right here, as we're moving forward, Jack's kind of following along here. Here's some families that are up here. Right through the middle of the camp right here, and actually right by our cabin where we're staying, is this running water, which is great. I don't know if you can hear that well or not, but so cool. And in this season, what they're doing with families is they're giving families the opportunity to come up and just have their own cabin. So here's where we're staying. And when we arrived here yesterday or the day before, right on the front it says Wilson family. And so here's where normally high schoolers and junior highers would be staying in one of these cabins. And pretty cool. I'll give you some more here in a second. So one of the reasons why Jack and I are up here at Thousand Pines is that we're doing a little father-son getaway. And we're doing something called Passport to Purity, where we're just talking about what it means to be pure and honor the Lord in our lives as it pertains to 10-year-old boys and older. And it's been really great. I think it's put out by Focus on the Family, but it is a great opportunity to just have that conversation with your son. And the place that we started the whole weekend and the passage we started comes from Colossians, and it talks about putting Jesus where?
First, it's called preeminence. It means first place.
So in everything that we are doing and talking about, the reason why we do it is because we want to put Christ first in relationships, in our father-son relationship, in our family relationships, and maybe one day in other relationships as well.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about Christ as preeminent. And we're using this weekend as a way for sure to get away and have some fun. And we've had fun?
Yeah, a lot. We did the rock wall, the BB guns.
Oh, yeah. What else?
We did bow and arrows, and we went to the pool, and they have a bunch of fun stuff here. So come down here. It's really fun. Yeah.
Would you encourage fathers to take their sons?
Yes, definitely.
So what if a grandparent was saying, man, maybe that'd be a good gift for my son or my son-in-law to take their kids?
Do it. Yeah. It's really fun.
Great getaway. Jonathan Trask would have information for you. We're doing family camps throughout this next month. So just a good time to get away with your family.
Hey, Jack. What is this thing we're looking at here?
Here we've got, on the left side, you can see the beautiful rock wall. Hard, easy, medium. And then next, on the other side, you go up the rock wall. You get hooked onto a zip line. It goes way down there onto a tree. Very safe. Foolproof.
Foolproof?
Yes.
In fact, they don't have it open this weekend, but starts here. And zip lines all the way down across the soccer field and over to the other ridge. Basketball court down here.
Soccer court.
Soccer field. And then over here is a little amphitheater where groups can meet and have times of worship out here. And this is one of maybe two or three different little amphitheaters they have up here where students can meet. And then they have two pretty good sized chapels.
Hey, this is one of the incredible blessings that you get here at Thousand Pines is this incredible view. And I know that when the high schoolers have come up here in the past, this is one of their favorite decks to hang out on and kind of look over this valley. And in the evening time, which is where we're at right now, you get this incredible sunset and you get to kind of just see God's creation. It's so quiet out here, and at nighttime you get to see incredible stars. So this is one of the highlights here for me of Thousand Pines.
Hi. So we've been
this is the closing time for our time here at camp, and we've been just talking about being set apart, and preeminence, as we've already talked.
First place,
putting Christ first place in our lives. And we've been talking about that all weekend, and it's been really great, and talking about practical application of what that means to make Jesus first in our life. And this weekend was kind of cool just to kind of see that in my son and to see the way he's growing into a godly man and to have conversations with him about what that looks like and what that means. And one of the things that's so cool is to be able to be here for him to talk about what it means to make Jesus number one in his life and be set apart and to get to be there for him all along while that's happening. And camp offers a great opportunity to have that that focused time with him, set apart time for him to and I to get together and talk. Maybe where with at home with the sisters, it can be a little bit harder. So this was a great weekend. What do you think?
I think it's pretty cool. I have a bunch of activities here. There's like a rock wall, BB guns, and I think it's pretty cool. And I recommend coming here.
And time with his dad.
Yeah, also that.
Hanging out together.
Yeah.
Hey there. I got back home from the mountains, and Jack and I had an incredible time. And I thought, just a couple of thoughts in closing off our time in the mountains. I was thinking how valuable it was for me to be up there with him and having great conversations with him and being able to just kind of talk to him about life and things that are going on in our world and just really kind of opening up the door for him to have more for he and I to have more conversations moving forward, and how much of a need that is in the church right now, that we fathers and sons and fathers and daughters and moms and sons and moms and daughters would be having those conversations about life and the things that are going on. Opening up those clear communications so that when times come of doubt, maybe a struggling in their faith, maybe just life circumstances, that we've paved the road through our relationship, through times away like this last weekend, where we give them the opportunity to ask those questions and they feel like it's a safe place. And so I want to encourage you, if you're a mom or a dad or a grandma or a grandpa, and you are thinking, man, I want to have better connection with my kids, then getting away, like we just did this last weekend, and laying that foundation. Maybe your kids are even older. Still not too late to get away and just open up a conversation with your kids. I really feel like that's what the Lord was sharing with Bethany and I as we planned that weekend, is really wanting to invest in Jack and give him that opportunity to have fun and also have good conversation. The text I would bring to you is Proverbs 22:6. It says, train a child how to live the right way, or train up a child in the way they should go. Then even when he is old, he will still live that way. And that's our hope, is that we're investing, and a weekend away is a great investment of time and resources in investing in our kids, taking them out of the normal routines and really just spending time with them, so that when they're older and maybe they have kids or maybe they don't, but yet they still will walk with the Lord and honor the Lord, at least have the seed of what their parents truly believed and lived out. And so I want to encourage you, hopefully the video was enticing at least enough to say maybe my kids could go to that, or my grandkids could go to camp someday, or go with their family up to 1,000 Pines and just get away and have a time of investment. And again, I would just encourage you, it's not too late to make a phone call and get coffee or eat together or something to where you continue on that with your kids. And so maybe that's the call today, is get some time with your kids. All right. Have a great rest of your week. This is a Wilson Wednesday, and we'll try to get back here soon to the way things were. But just wanted to use this kind of special time in my life with Jack and encourage you guys to do the same. Have a great week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.